Hello everyone and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today I'm going to show you how to make my favorite sandwich. This is my absolute favorite sandwich. So what we're going to need here is I've got some margarine or butter. I use the Brumlin brown one because it's got the yogurt in there. And we love the taste of it, so we use that one. I have some fresh black pepper. I've got two slices of bread, two slices of cheese, tomato, cucumbers. I've got some shredded meat here, and I've got a recipe of how to do the shredded meat on a video that you can watch. It's called how to boil meat and shred it. And I also use the same filling for coleslaw and meat buns, so you might want to check out that recipe too. And then I've got some banana peppers and I've got some olive oil. So let's get started. I'm going to turn my stove on. And sometimes my stove doesn't want to go on, so I can use that, a lighter. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're just going to drizzle a little bit of olive oil, because I love the taste of the olive oil in my sandwich. So we're just going to drizzle some on there. And then here what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put margarine on my piece of bread here. And I'm going to do the same thing on this side. Like just a light layer of it. Okay. Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put some black pepper on it, which is fresh black pepper. And after that, I'm going to get my cheese and I'm going to put the cheese on both of the layers here. Then I'm going to go ahead and now, friends, I want you to see this. This cucumber is from like a farmer's market where it doesn't have the waxy residue on it. So I'm going to go ahead and use the peel. But if you cannot find in the wintertime any cucumbers without the waxy residue, please make sure and skin it off, because you do not want to eat all that chemicals and stuff. So we're just going to go ahead and add some cucumbers on top like that. And then we're going to slice up some tomatoes here. I was looking at cheese and saying tomatoes. There we go. And you can add as many tomatoes as you like. Okay. And then we're going to get some banana peppers. Now this is a really good sandwich because really this is whatever you like, you can add to it, or if you don't like a certain ingredient in there, you can omit it. But this is my favorite sandwich. I'm going to take more black pepper and sprinkle it on there just like so. And then I'm going to take the last shredded meat. And you can pile it as high as you want. You can leave it vegetarian if you like. And then we're gonna close that up. Now our olive oil is really nice and toasty here. So we're gonna put our sandwich like that in there. Now I'm gonna go ahead and turn it, and the reason I'm turning it is because I don't want this one layer to soak up all my olive oil. So this is the reason that I turned it, so the other layer can get the olive oil in there too. And now we're just gonna let it sit and get nice and toasty, and the cheese will melt. And we're almost ready. And And for plating, what I have done is I just took some coleslaw with a little bit of mayonnaise and a little bit of sour cream in it. And if you want to check out my video on how to make the coleslaw, you can see it under the coleslaw and beef sandwiches. Looks like I'm just going to peek and see, and I think it looks great. Take this out, gently turn it around like so. We have a quick midnight snack ready. So instead of grabbing like a packet of potato chips, any high school kid or my daughter who is 15 can whip up this sandwich in a jiffy. And to be even more healthy, you can use wheat bread. My kids have, one of my daughters has an allergy to wheat, so this is why I have the white bread at home. But I'm gonna go ahead and cut it. It's really nice and toasty. And look at how great it looks. Look at that. You've got all the cheese, the tomatoes, the cucumbers, and the meat. It looks fantastic. So I'm gonna give it a try here. I bet you can't take one bite and walk away. You gotta take a second bite. Absolutely fantastic. I love this sandwich. I'm sorry, I'm drooling here because this is my favorite sandwich. So, it's just so tasty. It's full of flavor. From the banana peppers, you're getting that lemon and the lime. From the meat, you're getting that, I put a little bit of tomato paste in there and it's curried. I can't even tell because my mouth is salivating. And then we've got the fresh tomatoes and the crunchy cucumbers and the melty cheese. It can't get any better than this, folks. So here we go. Please try it at home. Tell me how it looks, how it tastes. Leave me a comment. And I'm gonna leave it like this so you can see all the vegetables in there. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Please join me on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then, friends.